I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We have Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30. They're going to take on the White Sox. CY joined us back there at 4:20. We talked with him about the trade deadline and Corey Seager and all the injured pitchers. And it's definitely a worthwhile baseball conversation if you want to check that out with the Odyssey app. It's time now for Eric Chiafalos, football's finest.
Yes, sir. Let's football. Right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Okay, some weird news out of Seattle, where the Seahawks have announced they've put safety Nick Emenwari on the physically unable to perform list.
Okay.
As we head into training camp.
How deep are we going on this bad boy?
I don't know. I mean, you have some guys that cover the team saying it's not really clear at this point like what he is dealing with. He took part in OTAs and minicamp. So you just cross your fingers this isn't one of those, you know, Najee Harris.
Yeah, it's something off the field.
4th of July situations that went awry. Like, that's the one I'm thinking, okay, they go to break. What could have happened? Obviously, this could have been getting hurt in the middle of some kind of workout.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I was just thinking, dang, I hope 4th of July didn't get away from him a little bit. But, of course, he was one of the premier players on the Seattle championship defense, and he was available throughout OTAs and minicamp. So it might be much to do about nothing. It's just the pup list. You can come off that thing anytime between now and the season.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that he would be on there. So just want to throw that out.
Is there some thought about him? Was he hurt his ankle before they played that game against the Super Bowl?
Yes,
and they're thinking that maybe that just didn't heal right. He still might be dealing with some of that.
Ankles can be tricky, man.
Yeah. Okay, you think that might be the situation there?
Yeah,
okay.
I think that it might be
reaggravation.
Reaggravation of his ankle injury. Yeah, he evidently hurt it the week of the Super Bowl practices, and then played with it, and then they're kind of working on it, and it has it responded like it needs to be right now.
Okay, so something to monitor there on the Seahawks with Nick Emenwari going on the pup list. Now, Albert Breer saying there's an expectation among Chiefs people that Pat Mahomes, will be fully cleared to participate in training camp they get going
in the next few months?
That's an amazing recovery.
How many months is that? Did he get hurt in November? When did he get hurt?
Yeah, I think that was December.
Was it December?
First week. It was after Thanksgiving. It was the week or two after Thanksgiving.
It was
December 14th. I remember you taunting him about it. You know?
Yeah, you were trying to bench him the week before versus Houston because you were so scared of that Houston defense. Yeah. And then we laughed at you. Yeah. But then, of course, the next week, he ends up tearing his ACL. So heck of a recovery if he's really able to just hit the ground running comes to training camp and everything. They've been talking about him starting the season because it's a Monday nighter versus the Broncos, and I don't think the NFL would put that on the schedule week one if they weren't pretty confident he would be available for week one. But even for training camp, Chiefs expecting Pat Mahomes to be available. So that's good news for the Chiefs.
I mean, he's just shown the ability, I guess, with his play style to be limping around back there, and he'll find the angle or limp his way to a first down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just on one foot, arm angles, different platforms. Yeah. I guess none of it really matters for Mahomes.
It'll be interesting to see what because didn't they bring in Justin Fields?
Yes.
Isn't he their backup? So it'll be interesting. Like, what would you do on third and fourth and short? I think I'd have packages for him. I'm not sneaking Mahomes.
Yeah, they
right around ever again.
They never do.
They've committed to not sneaking Mahomes ever since he got banged up a few years ago doing that. So, yeah, I'm sure with it being Andy Reid, you would have to think he's going to have some kind of Justin Fields package for sure.
I would agree.
For some situations, and maybe it is just the short yardage stuff to keep Mahomes out of harm's way. But, yeah, that will be, I'm sure, something fun that Andy Reid's enjoyed cooking up throughout the offseason.
Eric Bieniemy back there, right?
Yeah, yep. Bieniemy's back.
And they got Kenneth Walker. Paid big money for him. They finally got a good runner.
I still worry. They've done nothing when it comes. Actually, this is probably a good spot to get this in here. But when it comes to the pass catchers,
surprised they haven't made a move.
They have not done enough there.
There's a lot of Brian Thomas Jr. rumors, like if Jacksonville were to trade him. Now, I don't think that makes sense for Jacksonville, but if Kansas City, but even Pickens, like when Pickens was out there, could you make a deal? Now, obviously, that's not going to happen. He signed the franchise tag. He's playing on it. But at the deadline, who knows?
Okay, so let's just look at wide receiver rooms and how expensive they are. Which NFL team leads the league in the most expensive wide receiver room?
Cincy.
That would be Cincinnati, with T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, of course. Okay, so they're sitting at the top of the food chain here. $65.5 million the Bengals are spending on their wide receivers. Okay, the Dolphins are dead balls last.
Wow, they had to have been like, what, two before these trades and Tyreek Hill leaving?
Yes, they've revamped the room. They've downgraded at every turn when it comes to their wide receiver room. $65.5 million is the top of wide receiver rooms. How much is the lowest where the Dolphins are playing?
7.5
Okay. Not quite that low.
Not that low. Okay.
13.2 million.
Assignment. Yeah.
13.2 million. Okay. Huge gulf, right?
Yeah. Gosh, that's crazy.
Well, the Chiefs are third in the league,
least.
Third from the bottom.
Yes, third from the bottom at $19 million. Wow. They haven't done anything when it comes to trying, and you got Rashee Rice rehabbing his knee in a jail cell for half the offseason. Mm-hmm. And when he was on the field last year with them, their offense was actually less explosive with him on the field, which is weird because we know how good of a player he is, but he's not an explosive kind of help you with 50-yard type chunk plays.
Well, that was Xavier Worthy, their first-round pick.
And Worthy's been a huge bust for them. You know, Kelsey's not quite the same. I would be concerned about their passing game. They were not explosive in the run game last year, but you get Kenneth Walker. You can say, okay, I understand how they could take a step forward from that standpoint, especially get Bieniemy back and the way they run the football a little bit. But when it comes to the passing game, I don't know what the Chiefs are going to have other than Mahomes having to be a bit of a hero or a guy rising in a way that you don't really expect it right now. Because you look at the wide receiver depth chart, that is not something that really gets you excited. Now,
kind of reminds me of the Patriots, and Tom Brady would continue to make great offense happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can Mahomes do that? I don't think so. Yeah. I think this is going to take a recommitment or finding of the draft pieces they were able to bring in early in his career.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of did that, after you lose Tyreek Hill and they end up winning the Super Bowl a few years ago, and it wasn't Juju Smith-Schuster's out there catching balls from him. It wasn't a who's who of wide receivers, but this has watered it down even more, and now you have Mahomes off the injury, and defenses continue to just get better across the league. So it is going to be extremely challenging. Now, the Cowboys are number two, by the way, most expensive wide receiver rooms.
Well, yeah.
$61.8 million. So they talk about they don't want to spend too much on wide receivers. They're only one team is paying more for their receivers this year than the Cowboys. So I guess they don't want to do it from a long-term standpoint when it comes to George Pickens, but at least for 1 year, they got no problem paying the second highest rate when it comes to how expensive your wide receiver room is. Now, you also have the Raiders and what they are doing when it comes to Fernando Mendoza. We know that they wanted to slow play him a little bit. What do you guys think about this? Ian Rappaport, he says the Raiders are planning to have Kirk Cousins be their starter for the entire season. Not buying that for a second.
No, I mean, it's not going to happen.
In the rare scenario that things are just clicking and Kirk Cousins is awesome and Kubiak's got this thing going crazy, sure. But at the same time, I love what they're doing here because they're kind of taking the pressure off. Like Mendoza, if you don't play at all this year, fine. I do expect to still see him play because the Raiders are not going to be very good and Kirk Cousins can get banged up or just not be good at all. But they are just putting it out there in a way of, yeah, sure, we'd love to see Kirk Cousins go out there and start, even though I don't think even they are expecting that to be the case.
No, Kirk Cousins took a pretty big step back last year. So I would anticipate Kirk Cousins probably no longer starting by the time we get to Halloween at the latest.
Maybe, okay, by Halloween,
yeah,
you get Mendoza. But I do like them slow playing it, dude. I think they rush these guys a little bit too much. And for Mendoza, he'll probably end up benefiting from not having to get run out there the first month of the season or whatever it ends up being. But I like the way the Raiders are approaching it. And yes, in the off chance that the offense and the team is actually humming pretty well and Kirk Cousins is doing his thing, sure, we'll keep him out there. But I don't expect that to be the case.
Yeah, they'll keep with Kirk Cousins until he gets real close to some benchmarks that he can get some bonuses and stuff. And then they'll pull him.
Just sit him down.
Just sit him. Like at week 12, it's all of a sudden they're like, we're going to sit him for the last few weeks of the season here.
Yeah, the 214 is right. Tyquan Thornton is a guy that the Chiefs are banking on when it comes to their wide receiver room. It's just going to be tough sledding. Now, you have, looks like ESPN.
Yeah.
Cutting ties with NFL analyst Ryan Clark.
Mm-hmm.
This is just happening over the last hour or so.
Yeah, according to Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, Clark's been with the network for a decade, was slated to be a large part of its Super Bowl 61 coverage. The timing's weird, right before training camp. I wonder if something else happened.
So there's not like a real explanation for this at this point?
He's part of the Pivot podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he's got his own...
Yeah.
I mean, he's honestly fine with his own company and everything he's doing.
But I would check on that. I think there's some things brewing with that thing. I can't put my finger on totally what's going on. But I think there's some allegations and things going on that they might have to deal with. So
just want to distance themselves.
Yeah, just keep an eye. Maybe they're trying to get ahead of the game here. But I don't know it for sure, but I think there's something we might need to check on there.
I assumed it was for the take he had last week that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning aren't generational quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's had some questionable ones.
Yeah, he's had some wild ones, dude. Yeah. But that is that is pretty dang surprising because he's all over the place. I mean, I see him giving NBA takes on ESPN. Like they got him doing a bunch of different stuff.
I think there's something come up.
I'll tell you the ridiculous stuff with this NFL top 100 list. You get the news that Bo Nix is ranked 10 spots higher than Lamar Jackson. You get the news that he's apparently ranked better than not only Lamar Jackson but also Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy. Bo Nix over all of those guys?
And this is the players' vote?
This is the players' vote, yes. And maybe
players are admitting they don't do this very well.
Yeah, maybe we just we file it under
his own teammates to put him one, and it ends up being a ridiculous list.
That is just so stupid. And that is fuel to the fire. Lamar Jackson playing with the biggest chip on his shoulder since Bill Polian called him a wide receiver.
You probably know the other side of the ball in your own division because you see him twice a week. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you're preparing for 13 other teams. And as soon as you're done playing them, you got to forget about it and cram your brain full of another team's tendencies. I think the people that really know this league front to back, like you listen to some of these national guys that are clearly committed to learning it constantly, like David Hellman, right? That is a massive undertaking that takes hours over a sustained period of time, weeks, months, years, and then you have a qualified opinion to weigh in on something like this. I think even though the players play, there's too many players to learn everybody unless it's your hobby to learn everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's national writers that I wouldn't trust to give this, and that's their job. They're being rewarded handsomely. I just think that, you know, what are you looking at here? 40 guys on every team that matter times 32?
You're
looking
at nearly
1,300 people. And that's not something that you could gain an appreciation for just by participating in the league.
I just think even however many years they've been doing this, this is one of the most egregious things they've had about the list.
Horrible.
Like, how is Bo Nix getting this much respect?
No, that's baseline level of knowledge to be able to decipher what Bo Nix did in late game situations and the record of his team and know that he's probably not responsible for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to run. We'll hit the expressway G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up on the other side here.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love!
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time now to hit the expressway. We go commercial free to the top. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30 and then LA Live at 5:40. 2 weeks until the trade deadline. Chris Young joined us 1 hour ago, and he seemed, to be looking optimistic and urgently at the trade deadline. I asked him if they need to make moves to stay in first place, and he said that depends on the health of the guys. I don't know how you can bet on the health, but he's hopeful that Corey Siegel will return in the coming days and weeks. We'll have to tune into the pregame at 6:30 to see if there's any updates on Corey Seager. Of course, last Friday we found out that he was running straight line, and hopefully there is an advancement of that in the coming days soon. I did ask him if he believes it's a guarantee that Seager is back, and he said, in my mind.
Yeah, there you go.
Which, you know, I take as about 85%. You know, there's kind of an out in there where he said he doesn't know what's in Corey Seager's body and how he's feeling about these things. So we'll hope for the best on that. But with 2 weeks to go until the trade deadline, MLB Network is reporting there is a possibility in the days to come that the A's continue to move off of their surplus of outfielders. Am I stealing your content, Will Chuck?
No, you're okay. Good. I just saw another update about the Ryan Clark thing.
Okay, anything of pressing?
Well, no, he was on the NFL Live today. And then they informed him off-air during the show that you're being let go.
You're Dunsky.
So he wasn't on the
very
last time
urgent.
Of the show.
ESPN had just posted a Twitter clip of him giving a take. Actually, I think it was about the Cowboys, like 20 minutes before the news dropped.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
That he was getting fired.
Can't wait to get the rest of the story. But yes, in Oakland, or I'm sorry, Sacramento, soon to be Vegas, Lawrence Butler and Tyler Soderstrom may be of interest to contenders in need of outfield help. Just a couple of names to jump into.
Oh, yeah.
CBS Sports has power rankings, putting the Rangers at 15, noting the Wyatt Langford tear continues. In his last 21 games, Bang Bang is 32 of 88. That's 364 with 4 doubles, 8 bombskis, and 20 ribbies. So here to Wyatt Langford, who... You know, he's going to make me eat crow if he keeps this up. I doubted him. You know, I think it was a spring training article. Should the Rangers get a contract done with Wyatt Langford already? And in retrospect, it seemed like the answer to that is yes. But he still, for a season, hadn't really hit above 245, hadn't eclipsed 30 home runs. You know, and this is a guy who spent time in college, so he's got to be mid-20s by now. But if we can get this breakout into actual superstardom for Wyatt Langford now, then it would allow you to reimagine what this team is capable of. Okay, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, SEC Media Desk, says the SEC breaking away from the NCAA, that's real. He says that is a real consideration. What do you think, Brian, as the SEC man of record here on this show?
Yeah.
Do you hate that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do, and but I understand that these athletic departments, these universities, are under huge financial stress. You know, even though that Michigan is just did a $12 million study about their former coach, you know, and investigations and stuff. So, but yeah, these universities, I mean, to having to come up with the funds for, you know, for all the NIL stuff they're trying to do, and good for the players, good for the men and the women that are part of these programs, but. I could understand breaking away and like if you're going to make us play by a certain set of rules, I can fully understand why they're doing it.
I think it would do irreparable harm.
I don't like it at all. I really, really don't. And there's no way to, you know, there's got to be a better way that we can make sure that everybody's taken care of financially. But right now, this is crazy when. You know, I'm getting notified, hey, we need your help to do this, or we need your help to do that, more money, more money, more money. And,
yeah,
you know, and I, listen, I'll do anything for my school, but, man, it's crazy, you know, the amount of cash. I know at my university that we've outlaid for former coaches, NIL stuff, and, yeah, it's all part of winning, but, you know, really at what cost? I mean, and obviously the cost, if you're not willing to do it, you're going to be 7-5 and you're going to be watching, you know, Ohio State and everybody else playing this thing who's spending $40-50 million on their programs.
I don't think sports ever gets better when you start breaking up the governing bodies like the NFL and the AFL had to come together and it was the best ever. Same with basketball. You know, the USFL in the 80s was a minor threat, but it creates some some lack of continuity or lack of clarity about who the best teams are, and it kind of spreads out the assets and the resources. And, you know, you could look at the PGA and the LIV. Yeah. LIV didn't make the world of golf any better. It just, I guess it, you know, cost some people some money.
Well, yeah, what it did was it made golf, it made the PGA have to up its prize money. Is what it
did. So some good came of it?
Some good came of it.
But not for the fans.
Not from the fans. No, but some good came from, I think some really quality golfers have lost their way by going over to LIV.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you look at overall, I mean, John Rahm does not look like the same golfer. Even on the LIV Tour, he plays at a very, very high level. Huh. You know, Bryson DeChambeau, this past weekend was the first cut he made in four majors.
Wow.
You know, so there's some things that, you know, you just wonder about
not coming back as sharp.
Yeah, not coming back as sharp, not having the competition on a weekly basis. But if anything, it raised the prize money for the PGA.
Italy and England are interested in Pep Guardiola. He says he's going to take until next May to decide what he does next. Messi and DePaul are going to miss at least a couple of games for Inter Miami as the MLS season will resume. Yeah. I believe Wednesday night, Messi played several full games and started all eight of them.
Played a lot of extra time, too, in those matches as well. You could add those up as extra game or two, maybe.
He definitely proved he's still young enough to play as much as he needs to. And FIFA's opening a disciplinary investigation of the ugly scenes that marred the end of yesterday's World Cup final with at least one coach punching one player from Spain.
Wow. I asked you guys this question like pre-show. Is there a sporting event that is more just, I'm trying to think of the right, I mean, I asked you in a way of the intensity of it and what's on the line. Is there anyone more intense than the World Cup? Because of what it means.
Every four years, the national pride.
Yeah, the national pride. It's country versus country. Is there any?
The only thing comparable would be like the Olympics, like the gold medal game that we just saw with Canada and the U.S. That was savage. But, I mean, yeah, the World Cup means a lot.
I just you saw the last 25 minutes of that game, just how, like, what it came down to. And then the emotions afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just the fact of 4 years of putting everything into this moment and then not coming up. You know,
get so many legends who are retiring at the end of these tournaments.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we lose now, this is my last moment representing my country, right, which adds another layer of desperation, not only for that player, but for his teammates that want to send him out.
I think anybody who's a soccer analysis guy will tell you that Messi did not play his best game yesterday.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
No, and Spain did that to several teams in their run. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey, so in the wonderful game of football, where does the stoppage time and stuff come from?
That's how much time people were laying on the ground.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought when I was watching it yesterday. So it's flop time.
Flop time. It's also become celebration time, because after a goal now, you get to spend like 2 minutes.
You sure do.
Hugging and high-fiving and stuff, so the ref adds that as well.
And then you also, the hydration breaks now are part of it too, sure. So they work that in.
All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. It's fueled by East Dallas Motor Cars, eastdallasmotorcars.com. Going for five today is our very own Mike Bassick, former big league pitcher, former G-Bag Nation host, and host of the KMC Masterpiece at one point in time. Now he works for the Texas Rangers on the TV side of the game, and he was doing the post-game interview with Wyatt Langford, and he's willing to do anything for this squad.
Wyatt, what can I do? What can we do as Ranger fans to keep you healthy the rest of this season?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing everything I can, so that's my goal. I'm going to want to play every single game for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, I'm going to go home and get on my knees for you because, man, do we need Wyatt Lang for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, man.
I don't think I'd appreciate that.
Wow, man. That's,
thank you so much, Mike.
That's a worthy champ. Why, it was a good sport.
Feels so good when he does.
Yeah, for sure.
What time did I write? Hold on, let me write this time down.
We
should have
broke down a pause with him. Pause.
All right, let's see here. We have a little league catcher. He has the Meta glasses on.
Okay. Oh.
Batter walks up and realizes my man has some Meta glasses on. Batter called his shot. He's like, record this. Hey, record this. Record this. Buddy went yard.
What? Yeah, I'm recording.
And look what it's on my head. I guess. Oh my God, he called it! No, he called it! Oh my God, he called it! Oh my God!
That's pretty cool.
I like that.
That's an awesome moment.
Yeah, like we said, record this home run. My man said, I guess. Hold on.
And record this home run. I guess.
Yeah. Watch this then, punk.
Oh my God, he called it. No, he called it.
Right off the bat. Here we go.
Like the next pitch. Yeah, the next pitch,
that's
bro.
That's so sweet.
Oh, man. Gosh.
He'll be talking about that forever.
Yeah.
That's yeah, awesome. Yeah, yeah,
it might,
yeah.
It might only be downhill from here. Or, right. This is just, or this is just the beginning.
It's a Little League legend for sure already, man. Hey, I don't want to give these guys too much pub out there because they're not an advertiser here on The Fan and anything, but they're real big Tolos. Okay. You Fix It in Duncanville. My dad was looking for a part for his AC. His little AC is acting funny right now, right? So he went to You Fix It. He said he walked in and just heard The Fan instantly as soon as he walked in there, just jamming loud.
Thank you. Let's we go. Love you.
Yeah. He was like, you like that station? They was like, yeah, we like the station. They was naming people they like, and my name came up. He's like, we like Lucius, man. He always talks about his crazy dad.
Hell yeah.
And then my dad said, well, guess what?
That's me.
Here I am.
Said my name three times.
Live in flesh.
Let's go.
Yeah. So shout out to those cats over there, man, for being big Tolos. All right. I didn't know where to cut this one up at. So I think I'm just going to have to let the whole damn thing play. And shout out to the Tolo that hit us up when we first got here saying, you better have this for G-Bag of the Day because it happened over the weekend. Our very own Fred Davis from The Fan After Dark called into Westwood One because he heard a bit that sound very familiar to him.
We got Fred in Dallas who's got a bone to pick with us, which let's pick it. What do you got, Fred?
Let's pick it.
I'm just curious where you came up with the idea for Fair or Foul.
Well, I've heard that you think that somehow we jacked the idea.
I mean, radio can be a very unforgiving business. So I just figured, you know, somebody who listens to
Fred,
one
first of all,
regular
Fair or Foul has been alive in the sports radio, sports talk medium since I've been a little guy back in the early 80s. And by no means did anybody at Westwood One jack that segment. If you're going to come to me and ask me if we stole a segment, please have it be something like a little more original than Fair or Foul.
Just ask me where you got the idea from, Pete. You're here in Dallas, so I just asked you a question. Where you got the idea for the segment from?
Well, to be honest with you, I fill in on Westwood One, and the segment was already here because the guy who hosts the show and does a phenomenal job, it's his segment, and it's his producer segment. But for them, I will tell you that if you're going to call a radio station and say, you jacked my bit and treat us like Carlos Mencia.
No, I called and asked. It's fair. I mean, I'm asking you, man to man.
Actually, it's foul.
Actually, it's foul.
Okay. To be honest, I mean, honestly, like nobody's ripping off your radio ideas, dude. I can promise you that. And the only reason I have contention in my voice is because I know you called to challenge us, which is not cool because it's not a segment anybody would poach.
Damn.
Like, if you had an impression you did of Luka Doncic calling into The Ticket, which is an amazing station here in Dallas, and we stole that from you, that would be a reason to call and be upset.
Period. Obviously you didn't, right? Yes or no?
I didn't hear your question.
Oh.
I asked the question. I said, where did you get the segment from? You said where you got it from. That's it. I don't need anything else. You said the guy before you did it, period. Never heard him do it. Just ask a question. That's all I ask. I don't need your background or anything like that. Just ask you where you got the segment from. That's Damn. It, Pete.
All right, Fred, take it easy on the coffee, brother. We'll talk to you
soon. To answer, wow. I have no idea.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, shout out to that Tolo sent that in, bro. Let me know what's there. Yeah. That's what I was doing for the first hour of the show, trying to find that piece of clip.
That's awesome.
Because he gave us a big wide range of time. Yeah. I was like, damn, dog. But I know it's some money. Yeah, that's some money right there.
Wow.
I'll cut it up different if it wins. That's a long cut.
Do you think Fred knows him?
No.
I don't know. He was calling him by his name. I don't know. I can't wait to talk with Fred about this. I wish we were cross talking with him tonight.
Yeah, I've been texting him back and forth.
That is hilarious, man.
I can't tell you what he's saying on air. I can't tell you, bro.
Fair or foul.
Oh, he was probably pissed.
I will tell you.
Yeah.
The Dan Patrick Show stole 60 seconds on soccer from me.
Okay,
that is an actual theft.
Okay, I could believe that.
Yeah,
that's because
that's unique enough,
right? Fair fouls, you know, it's pretty common.
It's like around the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. So Fred's driving into work on a Saturday morning.
He hears that.
Seething.
Jammed up.
Oh my gosh, they took fair foul.
That's it.
What the hell, Pete?
And my man had enough gumption to make that phone call. He's like, no, I'm doing this, bro.
No more
I'm not
Mr. Nice Guy.
I don't have anything to do right now. I don't have a show to get ready for. Nah.
Yes or damn no, Pete. Answer the question.
Yeah.
Just a question.
That's so good.
Did you order the code red?
Oh, my God. I love Fred.
Yeah. You think, did Pete kind of take a shot at us by having to throw the other station in
he
there?
He did.
Yeah, I think I'm going to edit that out tomorrow.
Yeah, he did.
But I let it play today because I have to touch the balls. I get in trouble.
What's Pete? Is it Pete Souza?
Big Pete Souza.
What's he done?
What's he done?
Fill-in host on Westwood One.
Okay. Shout out to my Reverend, Doctor, Pastor, and politician, Mr. Frederick Douglass Haynes. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. We just go to a praise and worship service. Hopefully, you can hear this one, unlike the last one we did. I think this guy's saying, "Let incest arise."
Oh,
yeah, it's crazy.
This next part has lyrics that, if you don't really know what they mean, they sound kind of weird. This is day and night, night and day. Let incest. Incense. Wow. Let incense arise. Man. That's a crazy. God, don't picture that.
What's so funny?
Yeah.
Wow. Let incest.
I'm fine. And they couldn't keep it together, bro.
Who gave him the laughing gas? Must be a Game of Thrones fan. You know, House of Dragons.
Oh, my gosh. House of Dragons, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite deviant.
Yeah, I love
Very
it.
Very deviant.
I love it. See Smoke and all them fools? Man, what's going on, bro?
I haven't seen last night's. Have you?
Are
you
no, close? Not yet. Not yet. I'm letting the beat build a little bit before I jump into it. I had to do like a refreshing of season one and season two last night on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah.
Just, you know, so I can jump back in. So I like to let the beat build so I can watch like several episodes in a row.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's annoying having that gap.
Yeah. All right. That's it, dog.
Here we go. It's time to vote. Sorry. My bad. Time flies.
My man was chilling, bro.
Mike Bassett.
He crossed his legs. He put his hand behind his back. Like, all right. What do you want to do?
Got through the expressway or got through. Yeah, the 520, as I meant to say. Mike Bassick wanting to help out our guy Wyatt Langford. Little league catcher with Meta glasses on. Batter called a shot. Fred Davis calling into Westwood 1. I feel like any other day, Freddie is an easy win.
Easy.
Push him to five-time status. And the awkward song about incest. I'll go with Mikey B here, Chief. How about you?
Give me Fred.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Oh, yeah, big Fred, bro. What?
No.
2-1.
You hit me right now?
No. Bully.
It's Fred.
Bryant.
I was going to vote for Fred, but I got to throw a vote at Bassick.
There you go.
By a score of 3-2 on the doorstep to greatness.
Mike's got
to
move on.
Honorary this guy.
The Rangers early start Friday clips Bassick on the doorstep to greatness. You want to do honorary 5?
It's up to you.
It's worthy. It's deserving.
It's definitely deserving.
Why did you guys vote for him? Why did you guys vote for him then?
Fred was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred was great.
I was going to vote
you
for
guys
Fred.
Are too sensitive, bro.
I thought you guys were all going to vote for Bassick, and I was going to vote for Fred.
Oh, I can't just tilt my vote like that.
You can't predict what the voters are going to do, man.
Yeah, I just had to go with the gut.
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks to Fred for standing up for the station. Content thieves.
Yeah, shout out to Fred. Although fair foul originated like a gajillion years ago.
Relax, dog. Relax, bro.
Here's Lucius with LA
Live.
That's
a good teammate.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the man.
It's a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Vic James.
All right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk,
baby.
Hold up, watch.
It'll make you dance on everything. Everybody get high.
If you're a man, you don't cry about it. You take life, the ups and downs. If you're a real man, you never go down, you just stay up.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the world champion. That's why this sport coat costs $800, and that costs $200. and I don't know what that costs. I'd be ashamed to wear it. That's why I'm wearing lizard shoes and a Rolex watch, and I got a limousine sitting out there a mile long with 25 women just dying for me to go.
Woo! That's right. That's right. Let's start this week off with that crackhead energy. Y'all know the game right here, man. If you're a man, you don't cry about it. You just handle your business. Handle your scandal like a vandal this week. Y'all know the game. This is LA Live for July 20th, 2026. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the now disband Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. The vibes is where I just go over some things I seen or did over the weekend. That's about it. LA Live is brought to you by Metro Flow Plumbing. Shout out to those blue collar ballers over there, man. I hope y'all had a great weekend. I had a fantastic one. Now it's back on that grind. Shout out to my man at the pool, Randy. I can't tell you the things Randy did. Was trying to do yesterday. He was trying to run a play.
Oh,
yeah. Let me tell you about Randy. He always has his shirt off.
Yeah.
And he always has Tito's in his cup.
Okay.
Okay. Just let you know about Randy. And he's definitely drunk driving in that goat cart down the street in our neighborhood.
The different derivative of Rodeo Ron.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Old Randy. I think old Randy was trying to hook him up with his old lady.
No way.
Randy, you dumb. I'm dirty Randy. You, Mr. Dawson, the whole time. Why I thought about you. I feel like people have tried to do that to you already.
Oh, yes.
I feel like you've already been in that little conundrum.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm just trying to swim, man.
Yeah.
Ask me all types of questions about my age and shoe sizes and all types of weird things. I'm trying to just be in the pool. Yeah. She used to be a gorgeous model back in the day. I was like, she's still great right now, but come on, my guy.
Man, Randy.
How old are we talking, Lucius?
We're talking old.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're old.
We're talking old.
Yeah.
Over
she's got
70?
some fake joints, so everything else is kind of drooping, but them things are strong up there. I'll tell you what, Randy spent that money. Spent that money, man. But shout out to old boy Randy. He's a wild guy. I wish I could tell you all the stories about it, but I'm trying to keep it PG. We got an update on what fell out of singer Robbie Williams' face yesterday. You guys familiar with Robbie Williams?
I wasn't until yesterday.
Yeah, me neither.
Pretty good little tune on pregame, right?
Was that the Millennial? Oh, he did have a song in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know what part. Was it the end or the beginning?
Yeah, I think it was pregame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the English singer and songwriter Robbie Williams was being interviewed live on, I believe it was German TV. And guys, look that video up. Something white, a white substance shot out of his face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the internets went crazy, thinking it was some party powder.
But it was all like, it was all kind of balled up or whatever.
Yeah, it was kind of chunky.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, when something white falls out of somebody's nose, you're immediately
thinking.
And it's
Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
You know.
It would make sense.
Unfortunately, sir, you know, we're going to typecast you that way. A guy that might have some party powder on you.
Oh, yeah. Dressed like that.
Yeah.
At that age. With those chains on and the open blazer. That is 1,000%. The pow pow.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. To be careful.
Did he really wipe it on his forehead and leave it there?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's
put an Altoid up your nose.
That's what Robbie Williams is saying. Listen to this. He woke up this morning shirtless in his bed to give you an update. That hey, no, it wasn't party powder. I mean, he didn't want to put on a shirt or get out the bed to defend himself.
Just like to apologize for the object that fell.
That fell
onto the microphone yesterday. It was deeply unprofessional, and people worried about me. But it's okay because I had several more.
And he opened up his mouth and showed some mints.
Yeah, there's like a slow-mo video. You can see it falling out of his mouth, not his nose.
Oh, really?
So I think it was just a piece of a mint.
And he just sucked the hell out of it. Just a little itty-bitty piece of nothing. And then he decided, I'm going to keep this, though. Instead of just flicking it off, he put it on his forehead.
That was odd.
Like it was gum.
Scrambling, maybe.
Could it be nicotine?
It's a bit old.
I don't think so. No, it's
a Nicorette?
A nicotine patch.
Nicorette?
I don't know. I can see that.
Something like that.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing the video. It popped out of his mouth.
Yeah, I slowed it down on my end.
Well, he got lucky because it was on his cheeks.
Yeah.
It was on his
cheeks. It
was
funny if it was
cocaine!
Yeah, he chips a tooth.
This dude got scurvy one time in his life.
Scurvy?
Yeah.
Scurvy sounds
terrible. How the hell do you get scurvy?
Yeah. This is AI brought us in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is.
No, this is, he got, evidently this guy got, it's a 17th century pirate disease.
He has got no vitamin C, right?
Yeah, he got it after he stopped eating to lose weight.
He's
like these guys.
That's that fame, man. Yeah, you know.
He got scurvy.
You're on camera all the time. You're famous. Hey, speaking of substances and whatnot, I just want to put this on the record, too, while I'm here. Yeah. If anything mysterious happens to me, health-wise, I want you to talk to Val. Okay.
Oh, she's guilty?
I don't know. She's got me taking, like, 5 different peptides.
Okay.
I don't know where she's getting these peptides, first of all. Okay.
Sir, that's estrogen.
Because she's buying it with Bitcoin. I don't know where we're getting these damn things from.
Will she be a person of interest, or
I don't know.
Be able to point to the person
and she's,
of interest.
Maybe she did it because she is mixing these things for me every day, and she lays them out. Here's your peptides, dear.
Now, are you
injecting
these peptides?
She could be killing me slowly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there at the hip.
Okay.
The hip area.
This is the long play for her, right?
I think she could be getting me on the slow vibes.
She's depleting you.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
You think she's trying to supercharge you?
I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she's just trying to keep me alive. I don't know. But she's got me on a lot. And then there's one you shooting your nose like a little nasal thing. Fantastic. It's for the dome piece.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to let you know, man, just in case something weird happens, because I don't know where it's coming from.
Apparently it's working if Randy was trying to set you up with his old lady.
Boy, Randy was trying to kill. I'll tell you what, man.
That's true.
Tell you what, you're a good little fella, man. I'll tell you what.
Just let me watch.
Yeah, come on, man.
She'll make your little fella feel man.
He's going to have his shirt off. Probably have a Hawaiian shirt on, like making a casual thing. Let me put a shirt on here, but
does Randy have like a half beer belly, but is still jacked?
No? Yeah, 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 yeah. He got a little pudge out there, but right. He don't care. Hey, Mr. Broadus, there was another body found near the Buffalo Bayou in Houston.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, that makes for five bodies this year.
Yeah,
34 bodies recovered in 2025. 35 bodies recovered in 2024. Is there a serial killer in Houston still? People want to know.
People want to know.
Mm-hmm. Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood is closed down until
further notice. For what?
What
are we closing it down for?
There was a massive centuries-old water main broke.
Oh, broke.
Yeah, okay. Water main. The water main is over 100 years old. When it burst, it sent thousands of gallons of water through nearby streets, flooding businesses, apartment garages. I mean, if your car is sitting in there or something like that, it's flooded.
Dunsky.
Yeah. It's flooded, man.
Cost big money to pump out that water from those garages,
big
too.
Big money, bro. We've seen it down here. It even opened up a giant sinkhole beneath a traffic light at Sunset Boulevard and Holloway Drive. Sunset Boulevard is a tourist spot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
nice place to go.
You could go to the Whiskey Go-Go.
Yeah.
And then you go to the Viper Rooms down there, too.
Oh, yeah. That's where.
So, you could drive down that whole thing. And
River
and
Phoenix had that cocktail.
The Roxy. I think the Roxy's down there, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I got a lot of things going on.
Officials have not provided a timeline for the reopening, but I'm only telling you this because Good Day LA was on the scene as they ran into two dudes that came to the area to pick up some Supreme brand stuff. Supreme brand was having a drop. You guys familiar with Supreme brand?
No.
Yeah.
A little street fashion brand, Supreme. I think I had a few shirts back in the day, but I don't lost them. I think they're somewhere in my girl's closet now. You know how they do with shirts and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
It's like a red shirt with white Supreme.
Yeah. Well, the Supreme brands were having a drop, and their latest drop was stopped by the water main, so they talked to some dudes, and they were upset.
You guys came for that drop at the Supreme clothing store. It took you a while to get around here, but you don't even know if they're going to open right now.
It's a tragic day on Sunset Boulevard. Unfortunately, we had to park around like a mile, half a mile away, and we...
Tragic day. Remember, they just want to pick up some clothes, bro. They just want to pick up some clothes. Keep that context going.
Tragic here. All the surrounding streets are completely closed off. No way. Traffic is crazy. And we have, unfortunately, we came from the IE, the Inland Empire, for the Supreme drop, and we don't know what's happening. This is like a big event in Supreme history, summer, spring 2026. And like, we don't know what's going on. And we're sad because Sunset Boulevard, how long is this going to take to fix? Maybe months, weeks, hopefully. That's all we could wish for, is for Sunset to be back as normal. Like,
yes. How many people usually line up here at the Supreme store on a drop like this?
Hundreds. This is a big event.
Sometimes the whole parking lot would just be filled.
Especially like the Supreme Summer Scale. all the items are on sale, discounts, even them, it's like they really think like there's other people here. It's just like a, it's crazy that they allow this to happen.
It's crazy that they allow it to happen.
That is so California.
My man is so disappointed. He just want to pick up some gear.
This company was sold, by the way, to Ray-Ban. Supreme Brands. Oh,
look at that.
Was sold for $1.5 billion. And I was just curious about, yeah, they've got it. Yeah, it's a big time company. I've never heard of the brand.
Yeah.
I was like, what was it? Like the Paris, Tokyo, all kinds of places. So, yeah, but yeah, sold for, yeah, I mean, Ray-Ban.
Yeah, let me, you can see how disappointed these guys
they're
are.
They're very disappointed. They got a skate team.
Yes. I think I seen him on Thrasher way back in the day or something like that. All right, anyway, man. Hey, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow on a Tuesday, Lord willing. And the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
There he is. The
Thank you,
Lucius.
Out. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, we got bases coming up next, right, Wolchuk?
We do. We're going to get you ready for this Rangers game. We do have a Corey Seager update. That's next on The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.